morning, friends. Time again for Moments of Melody. A poor criminal stood before an Eastern king, trembling for his life. A moment later, his head was about to be severed from his body. He asked for a drink of water. They brought it, but his hand trembled so that he could not drink it. The king shouted to him, "Don't be so alarmed. Your life is safe until you drink the water." In a moment, the glass was shivered on the pavement and the water untasted. He threw the glass down. And looking at the king, he claimed his royal word. The king bitterly smiled, but realized that he could not break his word, even to the criminal. He had promised, "Don't be alarmed, your life is safe until you drink the water." If the word of a king could shield a wicked man who trusted it, who would not fly for refuge to him, concerning whom the Scripture says, "He that believeth in him is not condemned"?
I know.
Now we're going to read from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. "I, Paul, the servant of Christ, am here in jail because of you, for preaching that you Gentiles are a part of God's house. No doubt you already know that God has given me this special work of showing God's favor to you Gentiles, as I briefly mentioned before in one of my letters. God himself showed me this secret plan of his, that the Gentiles too are included in his kindness. I say this to explain to you how I know about these things. In olden times, God did not share this plan with his people, but now he has revealed it by the Holy Spirit to his apostles and prophets. And this is the secret, that the Gentiles will have their full share with the Jews in all the riches inherited by God's sons. They both are invited to belong to his church, and all of God's promises of mighty blessings through Christ apply to them both when they accept the good news about Christ and what he has done for them." Assured of the mercy and love of thy Lord, claim each precious promise. Take God at his word.